Magic Farm, Horse, Rabbit, and Grass. The wind was gently caressing Horse's fine field of grass, delighting Horse's eyes as grass swayed around our sweet lass. Just as her nose reached down to sample the nearest green clump, grass seemed to have a mind of its own and a soft brown rump. You might think these strange things would have startled our lovely lass, but you would be wrong, because she knew Rabbit also liked grass. "Morning, Rabbit," Horse said. "How are you this warm, sunny day?" she asked. "I am fine," he said. "I hope you have come to play." "I have," Horse said. "My farmers are fixing their fireplace." And then asked, "Do you have a delightful smile on your face?" "Your sweet grass is not enough to make me glad," Rabbit said. "I saw you coming my way. Boy, am I a lucky lad." Horse whinnied and asked, "Rabbit, what do you have on your mind?" "I was hoping you'd help me," he said, "if you'd be so kind." "Of course I'll help you," Horse said. "You are a friend of mine." She asked him, "What can I do for you to make your world shine?" This made Rabbit hop up and down, asking Horse in delight, "Please find my hole. I am old, so losing my mind or sight," he confessed. "I'm sure my rabbit hole is right around here, but the more I look, I begin to think it's over there." "Oh, no problem. When grass gets this tall, it's hard to keep track," Horse said. "I'll eat over here and over there for a snack." Horse teased, "I'll put you out to pasture since we both love grass." Rabbit laughed. "I look forward to sharing lunch with you, lass." Now, who was being too kind? Horse said with a grassy smile. "With both of us working, sweet grass will be groomed a good mile." "I appreciate the overdue trim and offer lunch," grass said. Thus they loved their time together a bit too much.